Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Genesis chapter 11, verse 1 through 8. The whole earth was of one language and one speech. It happened as they journeyed east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they lived there. They said one to another, come, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. They said, come, let us build a city and a tower whose top reaches the sky. Let us make a name, let us be scattered abroad on the surface of the whole earth. Yahweh, God, came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. Yahweh God said, behold, they are one people, and they have one language, and this is what they began to do. Now nothing will be withheld from them which they intend to do. Come, let us go down, and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So Yahweh God scattered them abroad from there on the surface of all the earth. They stopped building the city. Therefore, the name of it is called Babel, because Yahweh God confused the languages of all the earth there. From there, Yahweh God scattered them abroad on the surface of all the earth. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless this message. Lord, I pray that you give us understanding and clarity into something that isn't always too clear in the Christian church. Lord, I pray that we lay aside what we may have heard, what we may have thought, and help us to come to what your Spirit teaches. And we'll give you the thanks for that in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 14, verse 16. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another counselor, that he may be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, for it does not see him, neither knows him. You know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I have said these things to you while I still live with you. But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring your memory. To your memory, all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Spirit of God. Today I wish I could preach this message to 2.1 billion people who call themselves Christians in the world. 2.1 billion that many have it here, but they don't get it here. Many that practice something they do not understand. One thing I know the Spirit of God is in this church and has led this church. I know that because I know my calling. I don't doubt it. I'm not afraid of it. I know who called me, and I've never been afraid of the people that sit in the pews. God's the one that brought me in. God's the one to take me out. I know why that God's hand is on this church, because of the retired ministers of many that come here. They know what they were seeking. The Spirit of God is present in this place. I want to take you to the book of Acts, chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitudes came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in their own language. And then it goes on to tell of all the different people who were there and where they were from. Peter, standing up to 11, raised his voice and said to them, verse 14, "Men of Judea and all that dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon the flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." That's male and female. "Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And on my men servants and my maiden servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy," both men servants and women servants. Prophecy is not just foretelling the word of God, it is forthtelling the word of God. "I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that coming great and awesome day of the Lord." What he's talking about is the day of Pentecost. What he's talking about is when Jesus died and the sun was dark and the moon appeared as blood. "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it has come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So if you're here today and you're discouraged, cheer up. If you're here today and you're dishonest, fess up. If you're here today and you're sour, sweeten up. If you're here today and you're closed up, open up. If you gossip, shut up. If you're in conflict with someone, make up. If you're sleeping, wake up. If you're lukewarm, fire up. And if you're a pew setter, you need to stand up. But most of all, Christ the Savior of all the world is to be lifted up. On July 4th, 1776, the members of the Continental Congress in Philadelphia signed the Declaration of Independence. With that action, the American Revolution was launched and a new nation was born. King George III of England wrote in his diary that day, that evening, "Nothing of importance happened today." Boy, did he miss it. On the day of Pentecost, which we celebrate today all over the world, on the day of Pentecost in AD 30, 120 followers of Jesus Christ were gathered together in Jerusalem. The Spirit of God filled each of them and marked them with tongues of fire. On that day, the church was born, and no historian at that time saw any significance happen that day. 120 disciples, housewives, farmers, tax collectors, servants, turned the world upside down. It's been going on now for over 2,000 years. In less than 300 years, it became the religion of the entire Roman Empire. His church has 2.1 billion people that claim the name of Jesus Christ. Islam only has 1.3 billion. Hindus, 900 million. Buddhists, 376 million. Baha, 7 million. And pagans, only 1 million. We are a majority, but we are missing something in the church today. We are missing a part of the Trinity that we believe in. On that day, on the day of Pentecost, those people in the upper room were introduced to the Trinity, the third part of God. They knew the Father from the Old Testament. They knew the Son from walking with them. But they found something. And when the Holy Spirit came, He wasn't just on the outside, He was on the inside. And Jesus said that He would teach them all things. He is our teacher. He is the teacher of our Bible classes here at Heritage. He is the teacher of our Sunday school classes here at Heritage. He is a teacher in the pulpit here at Heritage. He is a teacher on the ball field here at Heritage. He is a teacher in the bowling alley here at Heritage. He is a teacher on the golf course here at Heritage. He is a teacher in the women's group here at Heritage. He is a teacher in the kitchen here at Heritage. It is the Holy Spirit that teaches us what we to do in order to be like Jesus Christ. It's difficult in churches to talk about the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of God because it does not carry with it what the baby Jesus carried. You know, we don't have the shepherds coming. And we don't have the star that shined. And we don't have the wise men that came bearing gifts. And we don't have a commercial holiday. But when the Holy Spirit came, it changed everything. The source of the Holy Spirit is God. We believe in the Trinity. God the Father who creates. It said when the earth was void and without form, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. And where there was nothing, there was something. Where there was death, there was life. Where there was darkness, there was light. Where there was only gray and black, there was red and yellow and green and blue. When God's Spirit moved, the whole world came into creation. When God's Spirit moved, a virgin gave birth to a baby. When God's Spirit moved, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Well, God's Spirit is alive and well today, and He wants to move today. The power of God is like fire. That's why He said fire. Fire like drops of the shape of a tongue coming down and falling on the people. Like a rushing mighty wind. It can be unleashed or it can be harnessed. Fire. Fire harnessed will move your car down the road. Fire unharnessed might burn your house down. Fire harnessed will keep you warm in the wintertime. Fire unharnessed may take an entire forest out. We in the church today are so afraid of wildfire that we don't have any fire. We're so afraid of what the Holy Spirit might do. Yes, it exploded on the day of Pentecost. And we need some explosions today in order to know just how powerful God is. God can take your life that is drug-inflicted. God can take your life that is messed up. God has taken your life of bad choices, and He can make you new again, a new creation. All He needs to do is move His Spirit through you. Spirit of God will help you manage your business, help you raise your family, help you plant your corn. Let me show you how the Spirit of God works. They were building a new bridge over the East River in New York, and where one of the pillars was supposed to go, there was a hull of a ship that had sank there years and years before. They got all the big machinery they could get and tried to pull that out of the East River, and they couldn't get it out. One engineer came up with an idea. Let's harness that to a barge when the tide is low. And as the tide comes in, slowly and gradually, it'll raise the hull of that ship. And it worked. The Spirit of God isn't always like a rushing mighty wind. The Spirit of God is the Trinity of God. Let me show you a few things that we know about God's Spirit. comes quietly and slowly and with enough power to move you entirely, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're into. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. You did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. You received the spirit of worship. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit Himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. It is the Spirit that tells you you are God's son. And when you receive Jesus Christ, when you receive Him, there is something that comes into you." Let's say I bring to you a nice, beautiful box and give it to you, Michael. It's got a fancy bow on it. It's got great paper on it. And it's got a real nice box. That's what we know about the Spirit of God in the church today. We know that it's good. We know that it helps us. We know that it's great. And I say, here it is, Michael. And you open up the box. And you're careful with the paper because the paper's good. Pretty. And you take the bow off. And inside of it, there's a key to a brand new Jaguar. And you look at that and say, that's nice. And you lay it down and you pick up the paper. And you concentrate on the paper and the bow because it takes your eye. Not knowing what God has really given you. Not knowing what God can do with what is in you. Not allowing the fire to burn. Now, there's a lot of churches today that try to create a fire. They try to rev up a fire. Reminds me of the church that decided to put on a play, and they put on a play about Pentecost, and they brought down the tongues of fire and burned the church down. Because you can't fake it. Either have it or you don't have it. Hebrews 2, verse 4 says, "Bearing witness with signs and wonders by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, distributed according to His own will." It's His will how He uses it, not your will. So when I came into Christ and the Holy Spirit was in me and I yielded to that Spirit, I lost me. So it wasn't that I had a choice to stay as a district manager in a company that I was in. It wasn't a choice because He was in me. I didn't ask Him to bless what I was doing. He asked me to work in what He was doing. And He does the same thing with every one of you. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 11 said, "All these gifts inspired by one and the Son of the Spirit, who gives apportionally to each one individual in His will, as He wills." John 3, 8. It's hard for me to read. I just wrote some things down here. John 3, 8. "The wind blows where it will. So is everyone born of the Spirit." When you're born of the Spirit, you go with the Spirit, not with you. You cannot be discouraged because you are in Christ. You cannot be angry because you are in Christ. It doesn't matter whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley. You are in Christ. And when you're in Christ, you're satisfied being in Christ. That's the only place you need to be. And someday they're going to put the last nail in your coffin and you will be in Christ. And that's okay. If it's okay then, it's okay now. But we must give up this flesh. That's sometimes hard to do. You can't do it. You cannot do it until you unleash that Spirit that is in you. Allow it to work. John 16, 13, 14. "And when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak of Himself." Holy Spirit didn't come to lift up Himself. He came to tell us what Jesus did and how He did it. He came to give you the power that was in Christ, that is in God, the Spirit that came from God. He didn't come to talk about Himself. He came to talk about Jesus Christ. "He shall not speak of Himself, of His own authority. He will come. He will guide you into all truth." But wherever he hears, he will speak. And he'll tell you things to come. He will glorify me. He will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Jesus said, don't get this mixed up. Jesus Christ, the one, rose from the dead. He is a mediator between God and man. We don't pray to the Holy Spirit, we pray through the Holy Spirit, to Jesus Christ. And he is the one that has opened the door and kicked out the end of the grave so we can walk through it. There's a man, this was wrote by Andy Mason, there's a man that went to a meeting and they asked him what company he represented. And he said, I represent a global enterprise. We have branches in every country in the world. We have our representatives in nearly every parliament and boardroom on earth. We're into motivation and behavior alteration. We run hospitals, we feeding stations, crisis pregnancy centers, universities, publishing houses, nursing homes. We care for our clients from birth to death. We are into life insurance, fire insurance. We perform spiritual heart transplants. We originally organize and own all of the real estate on the earth, plus the assortments of galaxies and constellations. We know everything and live everywhere. Our product is free for the asking. There is not enough money to buy it. Our CEO is born in a hick town, worked as a carpenter, didn't own his home, was misunderstood by his family, hated by his enemies, walked on water, was condemned to death without a trial, and rose from the dead. I talked with him every day. Do you understand who we are as Christians? Do you understand what God has given us and put in us? The church is an amazing organization in the world. And you and I are part of it. Not because we did anything, but because the Holy Spirit did. It was His gift that made me holy. It's His gift that keeps the true faith. It's His gift that calls us together. It's His gift that enlightens us. For 2,000 years, the power of God has been spreading and going on. Yeah, I know my calling. I know why this church is growing. I know why this church doesn't have financial problems. I know why this church wins souls. I know why the baptismal waters flow every year in this baptistry. I know why people's lives are changing from the rich to the poor, the educated and the uneducated that we have here. I know why, because God's Spirit dwells here. Amen. And if it's not dwelling in you and it does not have control of you, you need to allow it, because it will give you the peace that passes all understanding. It's a time to open up to the mind-blowing, heart-warming, life-changing power of God. It invades a body. It inflates the mind, swells the soul, the spirit. It makes us more than we ever imagined. It will make you young when you're old. It'll make you live when you die. The power and the presence of the Spirit will disturb, delight, deliver, and lift us. When God sends His Spirit, the whole face of the earth was renewed. When God sent His Spirit, chaos is changed into creation. The Red Sea opens up to a highway of freedom. When God sends His Spirit, young women say yes, and Jesus is born. When God sends His Spirit, amazing things happen. Barriers are broke, communities are formed, opposites are reconciled, unity is established, disease is cured, addiction is broken, cities are renewed, races are reconciled, hope is established, people are blessed, and churches happens. You have the key. You have the power. You need to do something, even if it's explode. Everyone needs to know you belong to Him. And you cannot make it happen. You've got to yield to Christ to allow it to happen. Let us stand. Our Heavenly Father, might your Spirit have the preeminence in this room. Lord, might we not just think about this message, but might we spread this message by allowing that door to open up and knowing the great teacher that we have. It isn't in the power of what we can do. It's in the power of what you have done for us. And you give us that power. And Lord, it's why at this church, we don't have to beg people or twist their arm to come to the altar for prayer. They just come to the altar for prayer. We don't have to beg them and plead them to give. They just give. Because it is your Spirit that is teaching them and working within them. We don't have to beg people to work. They just work. God, I thank you for this church. It's an easy church to pastor because you are unleashed in so many lives. You make the Bible come alive. You make the church come alive. You make us come alive. And for that, we are thankful in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520. Or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.